Switches and negativity really kills us spiritually because
negativity
we cannot relax. The moment we cannot relax, we cannot be.
You are holding on it at the thought level. That's why you cannot relax because it started to haunt you. That's why you cannot be in a state of clarity, relaxed awareness, to be at peace because sankhara. Anicchang, sankhara dukkhang, but you don't see the anicchang. It continues to stay there. That's why it will give you problem. That's why you experience all those things. It continues to torment you. That's why the Buddha said, avoid all evil. Because all this evil, they have the evil root. Root of all evil. That's why they make you evil. That's why the evil root are there. They make you evil means the evil roots have conditioned your negativity of mind state. That's why after it arises, then you want to abandon it. You don't have wisdom, you cannot. That's why the right thought to abandon it or prevent it from arising need wisdom. Yeah. So the third way and the fourth way is the best way, the meditative way to arise the initial wisdom and the straightening of you to reverse it. The first two way is still thought-based. That one's still not effective. But third and fourth way. So always remember this and listen to today's sharing. Then improve on your cultivation. Otherwise, a lot of people get stuck in the phase that you all are going through because they use the reasoning, the mundane mind to analyze. Oh, that. Like you say, you thought you know you. This evil is very, very bad. It's nothing to do with that evil root. Evil root is born of delusion. Without delusion, there is no evil root. Understand? So what you need is the straightening of you to root out that avijja, that ignorance, or that sakkayaditti. So once that one is gone, you don't have to like sincere bother about the dust. Understand? Polish until it shines so that no dust can. That one is very, very difficult. That one, how to awaken. You don't know that the true mind originally is nothing. How can the dust alight? All this duality created by the mundane mind and the thought. So mundane mind has duality. Duality pertains to the mundane world, the conditioned world. But wisdom-wise, the unconditioned Dhamma is the one that gives you the wisdom to free your mind, to liberate your mind, so that you are not caught in duality, so that you are not caught in the Dhamma. That's why attachment to Dhamma is still an attachment. That's why Dhamma, knowledge, bind. Knowledge, bind. So when you cling to Dhamma, you cling to knowledge, it bind. Because the true mind is without anything. No word, no concept, no views, no opinion. How can it condition emotion? Cannot. Avijja paccaya sankhara cannot arise. That's why stay with the true mind, silent. Realize that nature. Then you realize the rest is mundane mind, dependent originating. Everything arises from the mind. Each here, wei xing zao. The mind created it, sing zao chen. So all this understanding, when you reflect and contemplate and inquire, it become more and more stable, more and more stable. Then your wisdom become more and more stable and more penetrative. Then it will prompt you. If it cannot prompt you, means the wisdom is still not stable yet. So always remember that. Then don't try to go and reason and all things. Go back to the wisdom path. Cultivate with daily mindfulness to stabilize the understanding, then retrospectively reverse all this wrong view, contemplate and reflect, trace the origination factor, then reverse it through all the teaching that I have shared with you. That is the true penetrative way to root out habitual tendency. Otherwise, it's very difficult. That's why now Ingbi also start to understand, Po Ching also start to understand that for you, you have started to go into the cultivation already. So this is very useful. Go continue. What else?
One thing I realized that to relax is very, very important.
Yeah, correct.
Very important. The more relaxed we are, the more we can go deeper into our daily mindfulness.
Because when you relax, means what? No more problem. Understand? No more thinking. No more thought. That's why relax, aware. The awareness stabilize, build up. That's why you feel very light, and even when you feel like a cotton wool. That one you can attach to all those state one. You listen. What I want you to understand is without thought, without all this sankhara, the duality, the whatever dhamma, there is just this true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature. And without thought, without all this sankhara, you know what that thing is? The original mind return. That is stillness, tranquility. That's why you describe one, feel very light, all say, when you describe that, it become Dhamma, then you will attach to those state and you want to have it, like you feel very good. No, it's not about that feeling. That feeling is one aspect that you will experience, but it's not important. The important is the wisdom. The wisdom is this true mind has got nothing. No word, no concept, no views, no opinion, no sankhara. That's why its original state is empty. Like the Hui Neng, he came to, originally there was nothing. So you must realize the original mind, the true mind is without all this duality, without all this sankhara, without all this. That's why it's very peaceful, very tranquil, very still.
We can go very deep into the awareness.
It's not the experience. Listen, it's the understanding that this state is the state that free you, not the experience you go through. All those things that you describe can actually lead to attachment. Because what is important is to realize that true mind, that's why that nature must stabilize. Then you realize whatever that come in are the dust from outside. Originally inside there is no word, nothing. That's why it's the unconditioned. The unconditioned, it's just that nature, the awareness nature. But that one cannot come out and live life. That's why that one is not a being, not a person. Then you will not attach to that one. You will not say, oh, I realize that. You think that is you. No. It's to develop the wisdom that nature is like that. Because it's the unconditioned. To see that. The one you start to describe, I feel very light, very peaceful, very tranquil, very still. Of course, you can realize that, but when you realize that it become a word, means the mundane mind has come in. But that state is without sankhara movement. That's why it's very still, very tranquil. But these are words. But the actual nature without word, you must experience that. Don't go experience that with the word one. With the word one is to describe the enlightenment state so that people get interested in realizing that state. But the state that you realize, the pu sen, pu mie, without any of this description, is just that unconditioned. Then you realize that one is a nature, cannot come out and live life. That's why he know you, he know me. That true mind is not me. That true nature is a nature. It's not a being. You have to realize that. Understand?
Yes.
Because a lot of people are caught in the experience and the duality. That's why I say meditation, always remember, not about the experience, it's the wisdom. If it cannot give you wisdom, no use. But of course, it comes as a byproduct. You can experience them. Then you can describe them. That's why it's wonderful existence. But the true cultivation is not to be deceived by all those states. All those states can be described, but that description is not that thing. But that thing, when you realize, it's just the unconditioned stillness, no word, nothing, no thought, just that nature, aware, without anything. That's why that one have to stabilize, realize it, stabilize it, understand it, then that one become very penetrative. Okay?